You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 7.
Seven.
Oh my gosh, that is a lot of Nearly Pod. A lot of Nearly Pod.
Yes.
Welcome to episode 7 on the Nearly Pod.
That's spelt NILIPod.com.
I'm Nia, and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv, and I put the Lee into Nearly. And don't forget, you can also listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and even iTunes.
iTunes.
Wow. Yeah. That's a huge privilege for us.
Yes, iTunes.
iTunes.
And this week it's all about the Hunger Games. Well, mostly anyway, because we are celebrating the release of the final instalment, the Mockingjay Part 2 movie, which we saw last night.
It was emotional roller coaster. It was like happy at first, and then suddenly it was just like, whoa,
well,
sadness.
We can discuss that in that part.
Yes, and it was just like, blah. Yes, so listen forwards because we will be talking about how we felt throughout the movie.
Yes.
Listen forwards, I can make so much sense.
Anyway, you were just about to take iComic Sans.
Comic Sans. Coming up on this episode, YouTube video of the week.
With that funny Jennifer Lawrence prank and other stuff.
Am I a celebrity in the jungle?
We have a quick quiz to find out if they are A-listers or Z-listers.
Girls on film.
Well, you know what film we'll be talking about this week? Harry Potter. No, that was last week. Harry Potter was last week's special.
Yes.
No, we'll be talking about The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, of course.
Dr. Jean news.
This is amazing. We've had a couple of emails from actual Dr. Jean, the YouTube sensation famous around the world, from her banana dance song.
I'm so happy about that.
Same.
Some more Brooklyn Becker news.
He's headlining again for no real reason whatsoever.
A sixth Nia versus Liv.
We don't know what this is about, but we think it's to do with the Hunger Games.
Ooh. Ooh. Good news.
So much news to talk about. Some of it which is related to the Hunger Games.
Christmas is coming!
Yes, it certainly is. And we've got some festive jingles for this feature. Get your sleigh bells out.
Woo! But first, what happened with you this week?
Well, I've added a cookery section to the website with lots of fun, easy recipes, stuff like flapjacks, cupcakes, our Halloween cookies and pizza and, yeah. You guys should all check that out.
Yes, I've had a little look and there's a lot of recipes.
Because we are gonna do future baking videos and then we can go do the recipes from our website. So yes. If you wanna follow along with that, or if you want to make our Halloween cookies, which you made, you can watch the video and then also follow along with our recipe, which is on our website.
Yes, it was so fun.
They tasted so good.
Yes, you can't go wrong with homemade baking. Did you know that Justin Bieber has 8 songs in the top 40?
Eight songs?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a world record for a living artist, apparently.
Oh. I heard on the radio that Starbucks staff now seem to call their whipped cream whooped cream. Would you like some whooped cream on that? Whooped cream on your face. In our pie face video, we had whooped cream all over our face. You should go check
whooped
that video out.
Whooped cream tastes nice on the hot chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, and also we used whooped cream in our hot chocolates video.
Anyway, so there's also been some stormy weather. One of them was called Storm Barney. Very, very windy. I couldn't sleep on one of the nights. I literally got no sleep, but I had to go to school the next morning.
Oh no.
So getting up was like the worst.
Same, I couldn't get to sleep because of all the wind.
Yeah, I had to speed walk to school. When I left the house at 20 past and that, because I usually have to leave at like 10 to 15 past, and the 20 past was just like, whoa, too late. I'm going to lose my life because I'm not going to school and get my GCSEs. No, I got school on time though, so lucky me.
My brother's doing his GCSEs this year.
How did we get from storms to GCSEs?
Wow, that's just us for you.
We're good.
And we also have a video where we play the 7-second challenge, and I still struggle to say sausage backwards, check out the video on neelypub.com. Wait, I can see sausage up there. Ejazuas.
Reverse that,
someone please, and then send it to us and see if Ejazuas is sausage backwards.
Yes, we need to know now. Oh, on Thursday, I went and saw the Suffragette movie with my school, and it was really good. I like cried twice. Yeah, and basically, so part of it, I'm not gonna give away a spoiler. This isn't a spoiler. This is just like a part of that I saw. It wasn't a main bit. And basically, a man, the husband to one of the suffragettes, walked out the house with the wife, and there's another suffragette waiting for the wife. And they both came out, and then, well, no, not both of the women, like the man and the lady, I don't know. And both, so they both went out the door, and then the man said something to the other suffragette, and then the suffragette was like, "Oh, you saucy cat," because it was, I can't cockney, but you know.
You saucy cat.
But and like it really opens your eyes on like how they treated suffragettes like at the time, because they beat them, they put them in prison, they force fed them. I don't know if I liked it or not, but I did like it. I really did like it. So we rented out the whole cinema just to fit us in, and so yeah, I got to miss double media.
But don't you like media?
I like media.
Oh no.
Well, I went to watch a movie, media, movie, same thing. I learnt stuff. It was like history and media in one.
Wait, do you take history GCSE?
Yeah.
Well, my brother takes that and he says it's really boring and you have to write so many essays.
Yeah. I guess it can be boring, but I like history because it just gets you deep into like what actually happened and stuff. Like you might know about the Titanic, but you don't know where the Titanic is in the sea.
Is it in the Atlantic Ocean?
I don't know.
I think it got hit by the iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean. This is turning into a history lesson. Welcome to Neely Pod. We teach you history.
Yeah, listen to us. Your parents will love us.
Yeah.
You also watch us in pain.
Oh wow. Yeah. Watch us in pain. Says through tears.
Oh. My foot's got cramp.
So.
Well, you certainly didn't disappoint. Wait, you certainly don't. Wait, let me say that again. Well, you certainly don't disappoint, and we always love listening to your voice messages.
Yeah, I love this bit.
We've got a couple that we're going to play out for you now. Our producers have kept these secret from us so that they are a surprise.
The first one is from a listener who calls herself Doreen Muscles. She's been watching our videos on our Neely Pod YouTube channel. Okay, I'm scared. You scared?
Yes.
That Halloween video was probably the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life.
Our Halloween video. Oh, wait, the one with the jump scare at the end.
Yeah.
Hashtag spoilers. Oh my gosh, that Halloween video was really scary.
Yeah.
Well, we did warn you it was scary. Thanks for the message, Doreen. Now, this is one from someone called Biddly Snoot Dog. Apparently he's going to sing us a Christmas carol.
Okay, Biddly Snoot Dog.
Da 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 da, ding reser dun, 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 ding 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 reser dun, ding reser dun.
Lovely.
It sounds like you were saying ding Josh dun,
ding Josh dun. No, it doesn't.
It kind of did.
Yeah. Lovely. Thanks, Biddly Snoot Dog. You're very tuneful.
Thank you, Biddly Snoot Dog. That was perfect.
It made that my was beautiful. It made my day.
That made my life.
Okay, lunch.
Why did you shush me?
Because your singing is flat. I'm joking. I'm really good at singing. Seeing as this is a Hunger Games podcast special, we simply have mentioned the wonderful prank that Jennifer Lawrence played on Smosh Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that video.
Oh, I love that video. Basically, they are interviewing her and asking a few daft questions, and she's pretending to get offended and makes things just a little bit awkward. First, She gets a bit cross when the interviewer takes off his shoes.
I remember this part.
Can I be serious for 1 second?
Yes.
Will you put your shoes back on? I'm waiting for the smell to hit me.
And now here's a clip when she tells everyone that she's not actually in a mood and it was just all a big joke.
Well, this is why you won an Oscar and I didn't.
Oh, you guys! Oh my god! Oh my god!
It was just like a load of noises then?
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I can't understand it.
Do take a look at that video because they are raising money for charity for every 10,000 views or something like that.
Ooh. Also, while we are talking about videos, we really should mention that David Attenborough, one that is doing the rounds.
Yeah, he popped in to see Grace James on Radio 1, who talked Sir David into doing some joke commentary for Adele's Hello video. Here's a quick clip.
The lesser spotted Adele is about to be everywhere again.
Hello.
Hello.
That was
amazing.
That made my life.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Am I a celebrity in the jungle? We don't know how the theme tune goes. What's the theme tune of I'm a celebrity? I don't know it.
I don't know it either. Just like a load of helicopter noises.
Yeah.
That's how the I'm a celebrity theme tune goes. This week, many celebrities have joined Ant and Dec in the Australian jungle for ITV's extremely popular show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But are they really A-listers or Z-listers? Or Z, if you're American?
We're British, Liv.
Yes, but if you're American.
Zed. Zebra.
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 Zebra. Now, I'm going to read out a list of names of the so-called celebrities and Liv. You can see if you know who they actually are. Remember, it's just for fun. So, playing along at home as we play our very first game of Am I a Celebrity in the Jungle?
Oh god, I'm really bad at remembering who celebrities are.
Okay. Don't look.
I won't.
Stop. Let's turn the page.
So do I just have to say, yes, I do know who they are, or do I, like,
I think you have to say what they're from. Right. Okay, right, so basically you just have to... Oh, right, and then Liv, you can see if you know who they are. Okay, who's Brian Friedman?
I don't know.
He's a dancer and choreographer.
Ooh.
Who's Chris Eubank?
I don't know.
He's a former world champion boxer. Who's Duncan Bannatyne?
I don't know.
What? He's from Dragon's Den.
Yeah, but I don't watch Dragon's Den.
Oh.
It's for old people.
Who's Fern McCann?
I don't know.
From Towie.
I don't watch Towie.
George Shelley?
I don't know.
Union J singer. Georgie Porter?
Don't know.
Hollyoaks actress. Kieran Dyer?
I don't know.
Former Premier League footballer. Lady Colin Campbell?
Is that the one what was like... I don't know, I think I might know her.
The royal biographer and socialite.
My parents were saying about one of the celebrities in the jungle, and apparently they were like a boy, but now they're a girl.
Don't know. Spencer Matthews.
Don't know.
From Made in Chelsea.
I don't watch Made in Chelsea, that's for like young adults. It's not the thing I watch. I watch French Time.
Susanna Constantine.
Don't know.
Fashion guru and television presenter from What Not to Wear. Tony Hadley?
Nope, don't know who that is.
Ballet, whatever it's called, singer. Spandau Ballet singer.
Yeah.
Vicky Pattinson.
I've heard of her, but I don't know who she is.
Geordie Shaw.
Alright.
Yvette Fielding.
I don't know.
Blue Peter and like Most Haunted. Well done, Liv. Liv got none of them.
I don't know who any of those people are, because... But they usually, the celebrities, usually are people that aren't really, really, really well known. Because they wouldn't have, like, Brooklyn Beckham in the jungle, would they? Or they wouldn't have, I don't know, they wouldn't have, like...
Maybe Brooklyn will get on next year. Right, if you think Brooklyn should get on, then we should start a petition. # get Brooklyn Beckham on I'm a Celebrity.
Yes, get him on there.
Yeah, you go, Brooklyn.
Woo!
The only one I knew was Duncan Ballantyne.
Didn't even know who that is.
So, according to Liv, there's not really any celebrities in the jungle.
Bearing in mind, I don't really know many celebrities except for, like, the ones that I like.
Like Josh Dallin, yes. Joseph and Dallin Phil.
Yes. Is Dallin Phil celebrities, though?
Yeah.
I guess they are.
Yeah. And Zoella's a celebrity, then, so are they.
Is Zoella a celebrity?
Yeah.
I just think we're classed as YouTubers.
Yeah, they're all celebrities.
Oh, okay.
And now it's time for our weekly chocolate giveaway. And this week on the Hunger Games special, it's for an extra large Snickers bar to really keep your hunger pangs at bay. See what we did?
Oh my gosh, that's so good. So, if you want this free Snickers, we're giving it away to the first person who emails in with the special code word. What should we say for this week?
Finnick.
Finnick.
Finnick. Finnick O'Dare.
No, not Finnick O'Dare, just put Finnick.
Finnick. Finnick. Finnick. Oh no! I didn't see that. I haven't been to my room since I watched that. Oh, he's up there on my poster.
Neil was full on crying yesterday.
I was a wreck.
You were. So was I, though, at the end.
We should talk about it in the Girls on Film section.
Yes. We'll give you more later. Okay, so our
code... Oh, you didn't put, and don't forget to include your email. And...
Yes. So our special code word is Finnick. And don't forget to include your name and address so we can send it to you and people will be like... Your mum won't get it and be like, oh, this is for me, and eat it. It'll be for you because it'll be your name on it. That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yes, that is. Wait for it. Don't do anything. I've got my popcorn. Did you get the pick and mix, Liv? And the jumbo cola for us to share, because it's time for some... Nia and Liv talking about movies. Talking about movies. Anyway, so, well, yesterday we went to the Odeon and saw the premiere of the final Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay Part 2.
It was so good. It was packed and completely sold out. The good thing that we booked our tickets in advance, we're so organised. We booked the tickets a week before the actual movie was being shown, so we were quite organised and we got good seats.
Here's a quick taster of the trailer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76th Hunger Games.
We got one shot.
Let's make it count.
Nia just freaked out because she heard Finnick. Your eyeliner's smudging again because your eyes are watering. Right, let's move on before you. Okay, exciting stuff here. We're going to talk about the film now. Don't worry, there will be no spoilers. So... The special effects were amazing.
Yeah, every time there was a loud noise, Liv would just grip onto my hand and I'd just hug her like, it's okay.
I've always hated loud noises since I was like really little. So when there was like an explosion or something, I would literally grab Nia and wouldn't let go until it stops, the explosion noises.
And more than once, I was a complete wreck, just an emotional wreck. My shoulders were shaking because I was crying so much and like I was just sobbing.
She cried at two parts.
Yeah.
But that was like full on crying. And at the end, I didn't cry during those parts.
I cried at the end.
At the end, I was like, bleh. My eyes just like melted down my face.
Because it was the last
That's
one
that
we're gonna
see. I cried because it was over and I didn't want it to be over.
I had loads of eyeliner on, which was a bad idea.
Yes, I knew
my
that
makeup
was a bad
before.
Idea.
And then, seeing as I'd cried so much, when I got to the bathroom, my eyeliner looked like, it was all over my eyelids.
Oh
and it
my
looked
God.
Like I tried to do a smoky eye because I'd been rubbing my eyes because I... was crying.
Okay. Yeah, then, but like in the cinema while she was crying, her eyeliner literally smudged all down her face. So I was trying to wipe it off before it dried, and because I didn't want her to like go out of the cinema at the end with just like this eyeliner smudged down her face, because obviously that would be embarrassing and people would be like, oh, she's such a like a crybaby. It made us jump a lot, like the explosions and stuff.
Oh, I hated all the oil.
Oh yeah. No, it was tar, not oil.
No, it was oil because they actually said once the I think the oil's gone now. But it reminded me of a tsunami.
Yeah.
And that's my worst nightmare, just a tsunami.
Yeah, it was really tense as well.
It was so tense.
But I knew what happened because I've read all the books.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just waiting for this stuff to happen.
With the nuts, I knew what was going to happen in that scene. That's why I started crying so much. I was just there. I know.
I was trying to comfort her. I was like, don't look at the screen. Just put yourself in a happy place.
And then when they said they've released Mutz, I just gripped onto him and I was like,
oh, that ending though, it was so cute.
So cute.
We won't say what happened at the end because you need to watch it yourself.
I was just melting.
I was at that point my eyes were just going like.
And she looked so happy. She looked so pretty, didn't she?
Yes. Katniss looked so pretty.
Yeah. I think if I had to mark it out of 10, I'd give it 11.
Yeah, same.
I've never cried so much in a movie.
Yeah, same though. I didn't cry during the movie. I cried at the end because I knew it was all over and I was coming to terms with what actually happened.
Who have you seen cry the most ever in a movie?
Probably you.
I cried a lot in The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, same. I've cried in The Boy in Striped Pyjamas as well.
I haven't seen that movie.
You don't want to. If you cried at Mockingjay, then you don't want to watch that.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
This week, we've made a new friend of the show, and it's the one and only YouTube star, Dr. Jean. We're not telling you any lies. We ain't telling you no lies, because this is true.
She's famous on YouTube for her amazing children's song, and this one has over 4 million hits alone.
Form the banana. Form the banana.
So here's the story. We love the banana dance song. We sing it a lot. In home, in restaurants.
In shops.
Public places.
In our sleep.
At home.
At school.
At school, yeah.
And under the table, in lessons, in exams. We'll just sing it a lot.
We just sing it a lot. It's our favourite song.
We just sing it, basically. We wake up. The first thing I do when I wake up is just go, gua. Guacamole. No, I don't really.
I do though.
And we had our idea that we could do our own version for Christmas. So we wrote the lyrics, got out the green screen, recorded the video and put it on YouTube.
Here's a clip of our song called The Snowball Song.
Make some snowballs, make some snowballs, make some snowballs, make some snowballs, throw the snowballs, throw the snowballs. Oh, no, it's yellow.
I think that was like my favourite song ever to be made.
Well, I loved that. That was great. Then our producer, aka my dad, emailed actual Dr. Jean to tell her about it. And guess what? She only went and emailed back.
So we've got our computer voice to speak the part of her first email so that you can hear what she said in a kind of American accent because she is American.
She is American.
American.
You can't help but smile. Please tell your daughter and her friend that I think they are adorable. And they are so creative and talented. I sure wish I could meet them and do a video with them. Thanks for sharing their joy with me. Be blessed. Dr. Jean.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Jean.
I think we should do a video with her. That would be amazing. Yeah. Like, meet up with her. Oh, that would just... I really want to meet her now because she sounds really nice.
This is amazing. Now, it says we don't know the next bit.
Where? So then our show producer asked her if she'd sent us a voice message and she did. Wow, actual Dr. Jean. Here she is then speaking to us. Play the message.
Your AWESOME, you're awesome, totally. You girls are incredible. You're so bright and clever and creative, and I loved watching your YouTube video. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Oh my God! So
That's Dr. Jean. That is actual Dr. Jean.
We've got a voice message from Dr. Jean.
Oh my gosh.
My life is complete. I'm so happy. I'm gonna... Oh my God.
I'm like almost crying as much as I did in the Hunger Games. We love you, Dr. G.
Oh my gosh, we really do.
Okay, and so then our producer clipped up her message and turned it into a jingle. Can't wait to hear this then.
Oh my gosh.
Your AWESOME for awesome, awesome. Totally.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And the story's not over yet, apparently. What's going on? This is too much.
Yeah, it's too much. Then he went and emailed it to Dr. Jean. Let's hope she liked the jingle. This is what she said. And remember, this is the computer speaking her email reply.
Love it. What a great way to start my day. Dr. Jean.
So she liked them. Phew. We had the awesome jingle for a new feature. Let us know if you've done anything awesome this week. We'll talk about it on the next podcast, hopefully.
Thanks again, Dr. Jean. You're...
AWESOME for awesome, awesome. Totally.
What's cooking, good looking Beckham?
Brooklyn? Beckham.
Well, what's Boy Wonder Brooklyn been up to this week? Not quite as much as normal, but he's still made some rather pointless headline news, and so has his family. His sister Harper was spotted yawning after meeting Prince Harry, and Daddy David was announced by People's Magazine as being the sexiest man alive. Big shoes to follow in Brooklyn.
Anyway, back to Brooks. This week the teenage heartthrob has been on New York shopping spree for new trainers with his mum Posh, and he was wearing his Adidas cap again. I hope you wash it, Brooks. You never seem to take it off.
Brooklyn also joined his dad, David Beckham, for a charity soccer game in the Old Trafford Stadium in Manchester. Although the pitch was rather soggy and muddy, they both had number 7 on the back of their shirts, much to the delight of their cheering fans.
And oh my goodness, what do you think has...
Who?
Wait. And oh my goodness, who do you think has taken a weightlifting selfie this week and posted it on his Instagram account?
Ooh.
With a simple caption, working out. Oh my god, wait.
Yeah?
Brooklyn, right? So I want an Instagram, as you do.
Yeah.
Brooklyn has posted a picture.
Wait, we have to do
Okay, I'll do that. I'll say it in a minute. What? Why? It's a sweaty boy.
Brooklyn Beckham! Okay, and then you say yours.
Okay, so basically, I had gone on Instagram, as you do, daily, and I noticed that Brooklyn had posted a photo 1 second ago, when I had gone on there. I was the first to like it.
Really?
I took a screenshot.
Did you?
It's on my phone. My phone's downstairs. Oh, I was proud of myself.
And he is thrilled to have finally reached 5 million followers on Instagram.
Woo.
We've got 26 now, and we're thrilled as well. We're only a tiny bit behind him.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you soon, Brooklyn.
And that's the end of this week's Brooklyn Beckham. And now it's the best bit. It's
Neil's news.
And here's the new, even more dramatic jingle.
Neil versus Liv.
Stop there and let me correct it. I wanna live a life from a new perspective. Good idea.
No, you come along because I love your face.
You come along because I love your face. And I admire your expensive taste. And
okay.
I'm getting out of here. Right, and it's really funny because some people at my school have actually started singing this jingle. It's obviously very catchy. Send in a voice message if you want to have a go at singing it for next week's podcast. Do 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 Nia, do 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 live, do 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 live, Nia, do 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 live, Nia.
Nia versus Liv. Just to say, we don't know anything about this part.
Here's our instructions.
Been handed to us.
They've just been handed to us.
Okay, so I have an envelope that I need to read out.
Oh, it's so small. It's so small.
It's so small. It's a small ween.
Small ween.
Small ween.
Okay. This week, because it's Hunger Games special, we're going to blindfold you and keep force-feeding you with a giant spoon and a plastic funnel until you guess what you're eating. So you have to eat up quickly, otherwise you're going to get full up and messy. Try not to choke. Open envelope two.
I hope they're joking.
I hope they're joking too.
Oh no, only joking. Okay,
thank
you.
The Lord.
Thank the Lord! We're not going to do that, but we have an even better idea. We've called it Hunger Games Real or Not Real! Like Peter keeps saying in the film.
No!
You love me? Real or not real?
I got actual tears in my eyes.
I'm gonna cry. You each have an envelope, and inside are some questions that you have to ask each other. There is no timer. You simply have to decide if the questions are true or false. There are 15 questions in total, but are they real or not real? No need for a double-headed coin this week, then. Why not play along at home?
Here we go.
Here goes. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
They're like High School Musical on a person.
I know, right? Right. So the first question is, soft scoop vanilla ice cream was served to the cast every day on set. Real or not real? I think real. I'm going with real.
I'm going with not real because...
No, I think real because it seems like a fun place that they would do that.
It's true.
What are you going to go? I'm going with real.
I'm going to go with not real because... Real, but not strawberry ice cream because we learnt on last week's podcast that can attract aliens.
Author of The Hunger Games, Suzanne Collins, came up with the story while flicking between TV channels showing the Iraq war under reality show.
That's real.
That is real. I think that's real.
That's real. I know that's real because I read the Q&A at the back of the book.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that's real.
Real, but we don't know if it was Great British Bake Off or Big Brother.
Josh Hutcherson, or Peter, who the actor who plays Peter Mellark, often has nightmares about Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Oh, that's hilarious.
Not real.
I think I'm going to go real, because he seems like he might be the type of person to be scared of Cruella de Vil.
Not real!
Oh, damn it!
He has nightmares about the Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz.
The Wicked Witch. Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
I bet Brooklyn Beckham up there does. Brooklyn Beckham news. Okay. Fans like to refer to Peter and Katniss together by joining their nails to make their names to make penis. Okay,
no,
I'm going real.
That's not real.
That is real. I know that's real. Okay, you go and it's not real. Real, yeah. I knew that was real. I know that one.
They also joined Katniss and Peter to make cat pee.
Cat pee. Penis. I knew that it was penis. I know.
I don't know that.
I know penis. The rotating cornucopia set in Catching Fire was so elaborate that it took more than 10 months to build.
I guess that's real, because...
I'm going to go not real. It might have taken like 9 months or something, who knows.
Not real. It was just 10 weeks.
Boom.
Really? Because that's like quite big and... Oh, it's probably like editing and stuff though, isn't it?
One day on set, Jay Law told fellow actor Josh Hutcherson, who plays Peter, that she could kick above his head, but she ended up kicking him in the face, giving him concussion.
That sounds like something she would do. And she felt awful for kicking him. That sounds like something I would do. Jennifer though, doesn't it?
Jennifer Lawrence. When training for the first Hunger Games film, clumsy Jennifer Lawrence ran into a wall so hard that doctors thought her spleen had burst.
Real. But after getting a scan at the hospital, doctors gave her the all clear and said she was very lucky. That sounds like Jennifer Lawrence, doesn't it?
Yeah, that would be me.
That same.
Oh, Effie. Elizabeth Banks, the actress who played Effie, has such long fake fingernails that she needed someone to pass her toilet paper when she used the loo.
Not real.
I think that's going to go as real.
Oh, real?
Real.
And she needed an assistant to unzip her dress. Not sure how she managed her with her underwear, though. Like, because... Oh, in the capital, their fingernails, like,
yeah.
Fake nails.
I thought my nails were wrong. If Jennifer Lawrence was stuck on a desert island, she would happily watch Harry Potter films every day forever.
I'm going to say not real.
I'm going to say real because I would, and...
Not real.
Oh, damn it.
She would watch Bridget Jones's Diaries.
Oh,
every
I knew
day.
That she liked Bridget Jones. Ooh. Oh, I love her dress like that. The butterflies on Effie's stunning butterfly dress were actually made from 1,000 feathers that had been individually painted one by one. It took weeks to
complete. I'm going to go real. Because that sounds like... Real. And it was the actress's Elizabeth Banks's favourite dress from all the films.
It would have been my
same, because it would just been like feathers and butterflies.
Oh, I'm going through for this. Jennifer Lawrence went deaf in one ear when she caught an ear infection after diving into stagnant water and catching fire.
Not real.
I'm going as real.
Because that doesn't sound... Real. Oh, real? It lasted a whole week.
Oh, wow. I hope you're okay now. Brooklyn Beckham's ex, Chloe Moretz, auditioned for the role of Katniss Everdeen.
Real. Gonna go with real.
Real.
And so did lovely Emma Roberts, and many, many other actresses. But they weren't as good as J-Law.
J-Law is my favourite. Liam Hemsworth, the actor who plays Gale Hawthorne, told his agents that if he didn't get offered the part of Gale, he would scream.
Real.
I'm going real, because he seems like a...
Not real, but he did say he would burn down his house, though.
I'm joking, he's not a horrible person, I love him. But I just don't like Gaia. Josh Hutcherson, the actor who played Peter, made J-Law wet herself when he scared her by putting a model of Katniss on the toilet seat. Real.
Real, yeah, because like if she's going to go to the toilet and then she sees... Yeah. But she soon forgave him and pranked him back.
Oh, I love that relationship. Oh. Jennifer Lawrence also auditioned to play Bella in the vampire epic Twilight. Real.
But she obviously didn't get offered the part as she wasn't as pale as Kristen Stewart.
Let's
find out who won.
Nia 12.
Oh no.
Liv 10.
I won last week's
game. I know my Hunger Games. I do know my Hunger Games. I'm so proud.
But it wasn't about the movie, it was about the actors.
Now we're thrilled.
Woo!
Woo!
That was this week's Nia vs. Liv.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Oh my god.
I know, I saw that, I was like, ooh. This week in good news, we have a number of Hunger Games related stories mixed in with some general celebrity gossip.
That's right, Nia. This is the week that hungry Americans finally started eating humble haggis after the haggis ban has finally lifted. And sausage rolls have also made an appearance in the United States, although Americans were said to be very confused by the concept of meat wrapped in pastry.
No,
they're really nice.
I love them. Jennifer Lawrence falls over... Oh, wait, I'm not meant to read the title. Clumsy Hunger Games star Jennifer Lawrence has fallen over yet again at a premiere of the Mockingjay Part 2 movie. Apparently she got her heel caught in her long Ralph Lauren gown. Known for being a bit of a klutz, Jennifer has previously tripped over twice at the Oscars, So people are getting used to her tumbles. Try a shorter dress, Jennifer, or shorter heels, or both.
Yes, Jennifer. Saucy TV. You saucy cow.
You saucy cow.
Saucy TV chef Nigella has cooked up a storm this week with her ridiculously basic set recipes. These have included burnt lettuce with fried egg and a slice of avocado and toast.
Burnt lettuce? Why would you want to eat that?
Ew. Looking forward to her next week's show already, where we get to learn how to peel a banana. Only joking, Nigella. I'm sure your burnt lettuce tastes lovely, although I prefer lettuce in a burger bun myself. With a burger, obviously.
Yeah. Last week's Harry Potter special was such a success that we have had a related story to include in this week's Hunger Games podcast. Have you ever wondered what happened to Ron Weasley's blue flying car from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets? Well, the answer to that question is that Liam from One Direction has bought it for more than £100,000. He keeps it parked in his back garden. Why, Liam from One Direction? That sounds like something I would do.
Oh my gosh. Harry Styles is quite... Oh wait, I'm not supposed to read the line.
Wait, I'm just going to move that.
Fans of long-haired Harry Styles off of One Direction have been extremely worried about the singer, as he was so quiet after the band played their latest single, Perfect, on last week's X Factor. Asked about his silence, he just said that he couldn't be bothered to talk. Fair enough, Harry.
That sounds rude. I just can't be bothered to talk. There's so much more to talk about on the X Factor, so here's a very quick roundup. Ollie Mellor's completely messed up announcing the next contestant to leave. The ratings are now so bad that even Countryfile is more popular than the X Factor. Simon Cowell pretended that he wasn't bothered and posted a picture of him watching The Jungle Book with his 21-month-old son, Eric. He also posted pictures of his cute little Yorkshire Terrier dogs named Freddy, Squiddly and Diddly.
Aww.
Oh, so cute.
So basically he's just sat in a white room with three Yorkshire Terriers.
They're really cute.
They are very cute.
Aww.
Justin Bieber can't seem to stay out of the news at the moment. What with his girly new blonde haircut and a selfie with him of Jennifer Aniston, you know Rachel from Friends? Who would have thought they were friends? So basically it's just a picture of him.
Yeah,
with...
it's black and white and he looks really shocked and then she's just there like,
hello.
Hello, get me out of this hell.
He's also suddenly released 13 music videos for his new album, Purpose, all at once. Although Justin is actually in two of them. A bit weird that.
Only in two of them, wow. Another Hunger Games story here, and a rather gross one at that. Joel Migler from Germany is now the world record holder for stretched body piercings. He now has such big holes in his cheeks, called flesh holes, that he is actually able to suck a lollipop through his cheeks without even opening his mouth.
Wait, well, so when you're drinking water, would it just like go out your mouth?
Oh my god, yeah.
Anyway, breaking Hunger Games news now. Lovely Katniss Everdeen actress Jennifer Lawrence has been spotted wearing a nice white dress this week. She was appearing on Good Morning America with cast members to promote Mockingjay Part 2. Sources say that she was also wearing a matching white high heels.
And that was this week's good news. Get over the fact that Dr. Jean.
I know.
That was amazing.
I'm putting that shizzle on Snapchat later.
Same. Yes, now it's our new festive feature. Christmas is coming.
I know it's not December quite yet, but children are already counting the sleeps until Santa comes to town. I am.
Same.
Yesterday it was 34, so it's 33 today.
No, I think it was 35 yesterday.
No, it was 34.
Was
yesterday.
It?
Yeah.
No, it was 35 because you were like, how many days, and then I said that is exactly in 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
34 sleeps now.
Yeah, 34 sleeps until Christmas.
So our producers have made us a couple of festive jingles for this new feature. So let's listen to the both and choose a favourite.
Here's the first one.
The Neely Pod.
And here's the second one. Favourite? I don't know. I think I like the first one.
The Neely Pod.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the first one too.
Yeah.
Talking about Christmas, who could believe that this year is the 25th anniversary for Home Alone?
Whoa. We love Home Alone, and it's one of the best Christmas films ever made. I can't believe it's 25 years old. That's older than me.
Wow. We've got... Yeah, I know, right? That's older than Dan. That's older than Dan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is it older than Phil? I don't think so.
No, Phil's 28.
Yeah.
God, how do you not know that?
I don't know everyone's age. I don't even know my mum's age.
Why did you just throw a piece of paper at me?
I didn't mean to. I was meant to, like, hit it. I was meant to hit you with it, but then I dropped it on your leg. I'm like an accident waiting to happen. We've got some photos here of the cast, showing how much they've aged over the years.
Right.
Oh my god!
So annoying older brother Buzz has got fat. And
yeah,
under
and he has a double chin.
Who's that? Oh, the bad guys.
Oh my god, he's like an old man. Oh my god, the younger brother. Oh, he's actually Macaulay Culkin's younger brother. He doesn't look that bad.
He doesn't look that much.
And the parents look like really really old.
But they still look really nice.
Yeah, they the mum looks really nice, and yeah. So does the dad. Still, they don't like she looks quite old. Well, the dad looks older than her.
Yeah.
But
that's probably
yeah.
True though.
They're 61 and 70. She's 61 and he's 70 apparently. Right. Macaulay Culkin looks like a drug dealer.
Yes.
His
face is all red and he has like really long hair.
Yeah, it looks so greasy. He used to be really cute.
Yeah.
Hello, you're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Lots more to come next week. We still haven't talked about how to watch YouTube through a cardboard box and get a virtual reality feel or something. We need to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, and how the Jumanji game actually might be real. Archaeologists have discovered a similar looking game that is over 2,000 years old. What? I wouldn't want to roll that dice. No, thank you.
Nope. Thanks for watching the Nearly Pod YouTube videos. We've reached 3,000 hits.
Oh my god.
Now, so keep watching.
3,000?
3,000.
And we really need to get that big bag of random out again.
Yeah.
That was great. I love that. But I'm still not over Hunger Games. Still not over it.
I'm going to get on DVD. Time for us to go now. Until next week. I hope you've enjoyed our seventh podcast. For the eighth of next week, we'll have to do something special for the 10th.
Yeah. When you said seventh, I thought you were going to say the 75th Hunger Games. Wait, but that one's like the 76th Hunger Games, isn't it? Yeah, we have to go now.
Sorry, but we have to go.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go.
But we have to go.
No, that's me.
Oh, wait.
But we have to go. But don't worry, we'll be back soon.
Don't go.
We seriously have to go now.
Yeah.
And here's our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Nearly Pod.
We are sorry if we've offended you, and we hope that you enjoyed our Hunger Games special. May the odds be ever in your favour. There are no terms and conditions that would be ridiculous.
And that's the end of our show for this week. Tune in again next time.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye!
Do-do-do-do-do.
That was
the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.